Today is Friday, February 1st, and this is Journal Sentinel Delivered, a look at today's top stories from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Starting today, almost every family in Wisconsin will have access to affordable health insurance for their children. The insurance cost will range from $10 to $90.74 a month for each child, depending on family income. It will be available through the state under the new program known as Badger Care Plus. The state hopes to enroll 25,000 people in Badger Care Plus in the first year to year and a half. The new program will consolidate and simplify three existing programs that provide health insurance to low-income families in Wisconsin. Those are Medicaid, Healthy Start, and Badger Care. Those programs now will all be known as Badger Care Plus. Hundreds of pages of documents compiled by the Archdiocese of Milwaukee over four decades have finally been made public, and they reveal a cover-up of pedophilia that involved top leaders in the church and that touched a prominent law enforcement official. The documents were released by a California court as part of a $16 million settlement of civil lawsuits in that state. They paint more than just another graphic story of a priest who sexually abused children. They could be a harbinger of things to come for the church here, as victims of abuse press their cases in courts and the legislature. Last year, the Wisconsin Supreme Court opened a new door to lawsuits by victims of sex abuse by priests. It said the church could be sued for fraud, for not telling the public about abusive priests before placing them in public ministry. And a bill is now pending before the state legislature that would allow lawsuits to be brought despite the age of the allegations, a step that would remove what has been a principal roadblock for victims. The Milwaukee Archdiocese has acknowledged that it knows of more than 40 priests who have been credibly accused of sexual misconduct, but it has refused to release clergy personnel files. It also fought to keep sealed the just-released documents, which focus on Franklin Becker, a priest accused of sexually abusing 9 teenage boys in Wisconsin and one in California. The records indicate that church officials had sought the advice of E. Michael McCann, then Milwaukee County District Attorney, about a priest's record of sexual abuse. The documents say McCann, a Catholic, advised the church to take the priest out of ministry for a while and in time perhaps give him another chance. McCann said Thursday that at the time he was not told of any criminal activity involving Becker. When you buy lawn and garden equipment this spring, the familiar term horsepower will be missing from the labels of many engines. Blame it on a lawsuit involving engine makers who might have fudged the numbers, but other terms are now being used to describe engine power. The lawsuit alleged that manufacturers were either overstating horsepower or labeling identical engines with different horsepower to make consumers think they were getting more power for their money. That's causing a change in the labeling. Sears, for example, now rates some lawnmowers by torque and still others by cubic centimeters. Last year, Briggs & Stratton chose torque as its rating system for push mowers, snow throwers, pressure washers, and generators. In basic terms, torque is a measure of the force needed to turn something like a wrench or a lawnmower blade. But there is no easy or practical way to convert horsepower into torque, which will leave many consumers confused. One local hardware store owner predicts that the industry will eventually go back to the familiar horsepower term. Dominic Frinzi, a leader in the local Italian community who twice ran for governor, died of heart problems Monday. He was 86. Frinzi was a colorful character, a criminal defense attorney whose clients included the infamous Ed Gein. He loved opera and sometimes broke into songs while awaiting a verdict in court. He grew up in Milwaukee's Third Ward, where his dad ran a butcher shop. He studied to become a priest, but left before taking vows. Election bids included runs for governor in 1964 and 1966. A Democrat, he did not get the nomination in either year. Last year, Frinzi was elected to a record 7th term as president for the Italian Community Center, also serving as chairman of the Festa Italiana board. Milwaukee Alderman Mike McGee walked into court Thursday afternoon with a defense lawyer and a trial date just 32 days away. But he left with two new attorneys and his trial date postponed until May. That will keep him in jail past April 1st, the day he is running for re-election. His earlier trial date of March 3rd would have fallen between the primary and general elections, complicating matters. McGee's defense attorney, Glenn O. Givens, quit the case Thursday. Defending McGee instead will be Lorraine McNamara McGraw, a former Milwaukee alderman and candidate for Milwaukee County District Attorney, and Texas lawyer Larry E. Jarrett, a former federal prosecutor who is new to Wisconsin courts. Because of the switch, the judge postponed the trial to allow the new attorneys time to review dozens of CDs of wiretapped conversations involving McGee, who was arrested last Memorial Day. A felony conviction would make McGee ineligible for office. If he is found guilty after the election and removed from office, a special election would be held. For the first time since the enactment of stricter security laws, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee has notified the campus community about a high-risk registered sex offender who is a student on campus. Eugene E. Nelson, 42, was released from prison in August after being convicted in 1985 on one count of first-degree sexual assault with a gun and three counts of second-degree sexual assault and attempted sexual assault. His victims were college-age women whom he met at parties or socially, according to the bulletin posted by UWM. Nelson has been in class since January 22nd. In Madison, people near Lake Mendota were shaken by a loud boom over the noon hour on Thursday. It was an earthquake, Wisconsin winter style. Around here, that's called an ice quake. The massive sheet of ice on Lake Mendota cracked and shook, courtesy of the warm temperatures earlier this week that suddenly plummeted to sub-zero. Cliff Thurber, a University of Wisconsin geophysics professor, explained that ice expands as it gets colder, and when it's a couple of feet thick, it can make quite a noise when it shifts. The Air Force Reserve 440th Airlift Wing shut its gates Thursday, 2.5 years after learning that its Milwaukee base was closing down. At a ceremony ending more than 5 decades in Milwaukee for the unit, current and former 440th members gathered in the same room where many of them first heard the news that the airlift wing was on the list of base closings. Since then, hundreds of members have retired, moved to other jobs, or moved to North Carolina to stay with the 440th. The 440th moved last year to Pope Air Base in North Carolina and now has about 1,000 members, including about 400 from Wisconsin. No decision has been made yet on what will happen to the land and buildings at Mitchell International Airport. Officials are considering using part of it for a new runway, as well as commercial space. In entertainment news, two more headliners have been announced for this year's Summerfest main stage. Country superstar Tim McGraw will play the festival on July 3rd. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers will return to Summerfest on Saturday, July 5th. British rocker Steve Winwood will open for Tom Petty. Jason Aldean and Halfway to Hazard will be the supporting acts for McGraw. Tickets for the Petty Show will go on sale February 9th through Ticketmaster and the Marcus Amphitheater box office. McGraw tickets will go on sale March 1st. Petty and McGraw are the third and fourth amphitheater acts announced for this year's Summerfest. Rush will play the big gig on June 27th, and country stars Rascal Flatts and Taylor Swift will be there June 30th. This year's Summerfest runs from June 26th through July 6th. In sports, retired Green Bay Packers general manager Ron Wolf holds former coach Mike Holmgren responsible for the team's crushing setback in San Diego during the 1998 Super Bowl. Even now, 10 years after the fact, the cut is deep, the memories fresh, and the recrimination endless. Each time that Wolf tries to get past the Green Bay Packers' 31-24 defeat at the hands of the Denver Broncos, he remembers how the course of history might, and in his strong opinion, should have been altered. In the Journal Sentinel Sports section today, reporter Bob McGinn explains how Wolf keeps coming back to Holmgren, saying the simplest solution was his and he didn't execute it. Today's weather will see snow ending around noon. The high will be 30. Winds will be northeast-northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight will be mostly cloudy and seasonal with a low of 21. For these headlines and updated news throughout the day, check in with NewsWatch and jsonline.com. This is Kay Nolan, and thank you for listening to Journal Sentinel Delivered.
Subscribe to Home Delivery of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and receive a special podcast listener subscription offer. To learn more, call 1-800-759-NEWS and mention the podcast offer, or go online at jsonline.com/offers and enter the offer code PODCAST. Hurry, this offer won't last long.